Father Pat Barraza is a priest of the Diocese of Spokane, originally from Kenya. He's a professor at Gonzaga and the vice-rector of our seminary, Bishop White. A few months ago, he told me of a student who was finishing his last religious studies class and was graduating in December. And he asked Father Barraza some advice as to how he might live a faith that was taken for granted when he was young and in the class with Father Barraza seemed to come alive. He said, remember that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The young man wanted him to say something about success and happiness in life, and so Father Barraza told me he quoted from Bertrand Russell, who was a British author, we do our best to adjust to life's ups and downs. And as Catholic Christians, we are blessed to have our faith to help us along the way and to give us hope. And the greatest hope we have is that life will never end, that we will have life, eternal life with God. Which leads to our gospel this morning from John. Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. On this fifth Sunday of Lent, Jesus asks us today what he asked of Martha. Do you believe this? Do you believe that everyone who lives and believes in me will never die? Now, these words for the Catholic Christian must be a comfort, especially in these very troubling days when so many people are sick and people have died because of the coronavirus. In addition to the normal cycle of life. Someone who has died just of old age, someone in an accident, those who still die in our world because of violence and war. But the words of Jesus are meant to be a comfort to us when we lose a loved one who we know has lived and died in God's grace. But the words of Jesus are not limited to the experience of death. We all experience many losses in life. Little deaths, you might say, things that we've come to grieve for. It might be, as we're seeing today, one's health, or sadly, jobs that have been lost, homes, security, freedom, friendship, the loss of something or someone that meant a lot to us. But somehow we have to trust that even in these sufferings, God can bring life out of death. And this is what is meant by the Paschal mystery, the Easter mystery that we're about to celebrate. Another point of reflection for us this morning. We are in the final days of Lent, though this is a Lent that we will never forget. And it's important for each of us to try to understand that the only possible force that could overcome death was God's love in Christ. And that includes not only physical death, but the death of the soul, which we call sin. Anyone who is burdened with guilt and sin, anyone who is burdened with the pain of death, death of a marriage, death of a friendship, death of all kinds of things that causes great sadness. This gospel today reminds us that God's love in Jesus for us all will overcome these deaths. In these few days that remain before we will enter into Holy Week, there are several ways I think we can go to meet this love. All of the burdens in our lives, especially sin, if we hand them over to Christ, will bring forth healing, renewal, and hope. Though we know it is not possible for most to receive the sacrament of reconciliation during these days of distance and place, shelter at home, we can make acts of contrition, perfect acts of contrition that help us. Or simply we can say, bless me, Father, I have sinned, I am burdened, I want the burden lifted, I want to know goodness in your love once again. Now, these remaining days of Lent are important for our faith. Though again, it is very unusual to be in this cathedral in the presence of just the rector and a retired priest and a seminarian. But for you at home, watching this Mass, and God willing, praying throughout the day, look to the story of Lazarus finally to confront us with the issue of belief. Have we taken our faith for granted? And now, without the opportunity to gather as a community of faith in our churches, we look to this gospel. And we see how St. John's repeated reference to belief throughout this particular passage invite us to ask ourselves if we have the kind of faith that saves. The crucial questions to be asked in this week ahead are these. If our lives have been without faith up to the present moment, how different would they have been? And has there been a decisive and an easily identifiable difference in the way we've conducted our lives based on the faith-inspired teachings of Christ that we said we have embraced? With so many confined to homes, I pray that you will have a few moments of private prayer individually, whether in your home or your yard or on a walk, to ask ourselves that question. Indeed, do we have the kind of faith that saves?